Welcome to the Footy on the Brain podcast, hosted by Natman.
And your boy Ohms, just two guys who have Footy on the Brain.
Guys, welcome back to another podcast, week 20 in the Premier League, with your boy Natman.
And your boy Ohms.
Yes, I'm going to review this week's games, obviously. I'm happy. Top of the league. 8 points clear. Come on. So, guys, we didn't get to talk about the FA Cup and the EFL game, so that'll probably be another podcast. But, yeah, this one is about the game just gone. So, we're recording this on Thursday, the 19th. So, you guys will be hearing this on Friday, 20th of January. So, we just watched Man City beat Tottenham. Oh,
crazy game.
Yeah, so we're going to start with that one,
We started with the league leaders, Arsenal.
The league leaders, 8 points clear. Bro, right now, I don't want to say, I don't want to say Man's going to win it, but I think, obviously, you guys listen to this now. You would have known that Arsenal are going to get Trossard after we missed out on Mudryk. Mudryk, it did hurt me a little bit because Chelsea are scumbags for doing that. But Chelsea are so. But yeah, Trossard, like I said, I think he's a very good squad player. Just so that's someone that we can play in the, you know, in the Europa League or even in the FA Cup. Or even come on and maybe just be a bit different to Martinelli and Saka. You can play along the front three. Just a little bit of depth. Because right now, obviously, we're struggling with that. Obviously, Jay-Z's is out as well. Pete Nelson's injured. So at least the drop-off won't be too far. Let's say, for example, we bought Marquinhos from Saka. The drop-off is quite high. So I think that's the reason behind that. So I'm happy with that. I still think we need another centre-mid. But obviously, today's what? Maybe the 20th of January, so not much time, not much options. I think the price tag, what did they say? Rising to 27 million.
Oh, wow. Do you know that?
Million up front. But the problem is for me, that even though, but even though for me, he's Premier League ready and he's only 28, he just turned 20, I think, last month. So you probably get at least good 3 seasons out of him, 4 maybe. He only had 6 months left on his contract and he fell out of them. So you know, like if you're playing FIFA and that and you see 6 month contract, oh man, you're offering low ball offers, you get me?
Yeah.
But obviously the way they run their thing is proper. So they weren't budging on that on that thing. And obviously Arsenal probably done well to get it down to 20 million with add ons. But with 6 months left on your contract, like I said to someone, if we win the league, it's worth it. You get me? Because the money you get from winning the league is obviously going to be Champions League guaranteed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you went to the World Cup.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Belgium was shocking in the World Cup, bro. If you wait to the end of the season, Real Madrid are not going to be in for him. You guys probably won't be in for him. Maybe Tottenham, but you could have got him at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So, I agree. Arsenal, dismantling. I wouldn't say dismantled Tottenham. It was a poor performance.
I'm paying Lloris. Yeah. I'm paying him. I don't know who paid him, but Lloris.
Remember, this week, there's some teams that are playing twice in the same game week. So we've seen Lloris again on the third goal for Man City. We'll talk about that later. Again, that's a Lloris mistake. So, yeah, bad mistake, horrible mistake from the first goal. Second goal worked it very well. At first half, we just blew them away. We just all over them. We smothered them. We kind of just pinned them back. Because obviously, remember, our front three just stay up there. So we just pinned them back. And even though they got 5 men at the back, they get outnumbered in midfield, isn't it? And obviously, Zinchenko pulls inside. So it's like we've got 4 midfielders against there too. So we just popped them with that. And then second half, you know, I have to dig in a little bit. What's his name? Ramsdale made, 3 saves? I think one really good save from Sessegnon. the other two, he's meant to save those. So yeah, we didn't batter them, but to beat them twice in one season, to win at White Hart Lane or whatever they call it now, for the first time in like nearly 10 years, I'm happy, man. Happy days. Kane didn't score as always normally does. Happy days, man. Happy days. 8 points clear. Come on, man.
He just scored the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, you know.
Yeah, I think he scored that, yeah. I think that's the thing for me. Obviously, you've probably seen the stat where it says if any team that's been in this position has always won the league, and you've seen that, innit?
Yeah.
So if Arsenal win, you're the biggest losers, your biggest bottle jobs, whatever. So I hope that doesn't happen. But for me, it's just obviously, I think we've got to play you guys again, obviously, next week anyway, or this Saturday or Sunday, sorry. We've got to play City twice. They're stuttering. They're not City. We still got to play Liverpool again. And obviously, we still got to play the other games as well. And who knows, isn't it, about those other games? So, but I do think if we beat you, because I think you're only 1 point behind them, isn't it? So but they had a game in hand today. So, I think if we beat you and we don't lose, one of those games. Yeah, if we don't lose one of those City games, so even if we lose one and we draw one or we win one, then I think I'm not worried about Liverpool. I feel like this team's mentality now, where I don't think we'll be worried about last season. You know, last season we capitulated, we flopped. Remember Tottenham battered us at their ground last season, and they got top four by 1 point. I don't think they're scarred by that. Doesn't sense to you? Do I see them playing the togetherness, the unity? And that's why I was worried about the Trossard thing, because I'm like, the way he fell out there at Brighton, and you know, he didn't train well and all that kind of stuff. I was worried about that. But I guess for him, this is probably his last big contract.
Yeah.
So it might not go that way. I'm quietly confident that we could do something. If I see City losing the next five games, I'm like, yeah, we want to win the league. Because
Last five games, they'd be playing you. So that's interesting. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think them ones there where it's like, and my worry is obviously we're playing the first 11 all the time. And hopefully by then we should get Jesus back. So I think he'll really add something different. I'll be honest, he isn't my, I wanted an upgrade on him, but he's doing well. I thought if Jay-Z comes back from February, that'll give us another boost at the end of the season.
Is that when he's expected to be back?
Yeah, mid end of Feb.
Okay. Hopefully end of Feb.
Either way, bro, we're going to beat you guys on Sunday, so that's what I'm going to
do. Yeah, I don't know about that one. But yeah, guys, on the Tottenham versus Arsenal, what did Arsenal pay Lloris? So we're going to have to, maybe not tonight, but there's going to be a day where we're going to have to speak about certain players, and Lloris is going to be one. This season...
You did a poll on Twitter, innit?
Yeah, blown a poll, guys. If you see the poll, don't be afraid. Just click it. It's on for
it's
24 hours.
Yeah, there's quite a few votes in it. And I think after my check, there's like 80% that he's done it.
Lloris pushes the ball into the goal, bro. What you did? What was that chest thing, bro? I don't know what Lloris was doing. They gave him way too much space. Yeah.
Yeah, way too much space.
He had time to eat a biscuit, drink a drink, then shoot. He had time, bro. Like they gave, and he's left-footed. They know what he's gonna do. He was lining it up, you know. He knew what he was doing. He was lining it up, and.
The two players went to press. I think it was Saar and somebody else. They went to press. I think Højbjerg maybe. They went to
look
press.
Look what Romero was doing.
They went. Yeah, he just kind of stood up and then was shooting it.
He's right in front of him.
And if you've watched Partey since he's been at Arsenal, you can't press him. He's press resistant. This is why, to me, he's our most important player. Listen, we could play Holding against Maybe against Tottenham, because obviously he got sent off the other day, but we could be holding against other teams, you know? We could play Vieira instead of Odegaard, or we could play Smith Rowe instead of Odegaard. And even though they're not as good as Odegaard, they'll do okay. We ain't got nobody else in the entire squad. Not on any, not Xhaka, not nobody that can do what Partey does in that position. I remember as well, he don't just break up play. Yeah? He threads the ball through the lines. And his composure when someone's coming to him or from behind him or whatever is immense. Even when someone's on him, he will stop with the ball and then pass it. When those people, they're rushing a little bit or they're trying to hit it first time all the time, he knows when to hit it first time, when to take a touch. And that's what happened. If you see with that second goal, two players will come to press him. I think he's kind of just released it just before someone's got to him. Two of them come to him. And then after that, it's gone to Saka. Saka's cut the ball inside. So he's literally, Odegaard is facing centre back. So much time and space. He does what he does. I think he's a top goal scorer as well.
That's what he does. Captain Odegaard. Cool. He was such a prospect at Real Madrid. He would have thought he'd be Arsenal captain. Like, that's just crazy. I remember him at Real Madrid, and got a shout out that Smith Rowe came back as well. It's strange that they put Smith Rowe as a striker. Do you think that that could work? Do you think like for nine. Now, yeah, like as a false nine?
Nah, I think the problem. I think what he realized last season, even though he had a good spell last season when he scored like nine in a row, maybe five, six in a row, is he doesn't have the pace to play on the wing. And even though he's got good dribbling, he's not really good necessarily beating you one-on-one compared to like Martinelli, for example. And obviously the way we play is that if we get one goal, we can hit you on the counter for the two. Smith Rowe's not really for that. Smith Rowe's probably better centrally, a bit like Jack. But I guess Jack can play wing, but I think, yeah, you know, Smith Rowe probably should play when Odegaard isn't playing in that role there.
What I will add is, I think Arsenal are definitely favourites to win the league. But I think the only reason they won't win the league is because of Arsenal. I think the squad is not strong enough. One injury to a Partey, one injury to a Gabriel, one injury to a Ramsdale. I'll just name them three players. I'm not going to name the other players that like a Saka or Odegaard. I'm not even going to name them. Yeah. I'm just going to say Ramsdale. If Ramsdale is injured or a Saliba is injured, it's problems, bro. But they, like, Ramsdale's a leader. I see the leadership.
Turner. Yeah, he's probably not the same. Okay. Yeah, he's got Ramsdale. Saliba, okay. Obviously, Holding will come in again. He's not the same. But I think this Saliba one, though, and I think the Saliba one is hugely important. He's literally he's top class. I think that one we could probably, as long as it's not like he's out for the full season maybe, and he's only like maybe three games, whatever, we'll get away with it because, remember, Ben White can come centrally and then Tomiyasu's back now, so he can go right back. I think the Ramsdale one probably hurts more.
I think White is better than Tomiyasu at right back.
Nah.
I've been scheming it all season. From the beginning of the season, you've been doing it.
Tomiyasu was doing last season? Probably. If he stayed
fit the whole season. Like he's the centre-back, bro.
Remember, he can play there as well.
Yeah, he would be more the centre-back. And Ben White will stay the right-back. That makes more sense.
But Tomiyasu is not a natural centre-back, that's why.
I thought he could play there. I thought he could.
Play there. I think that's when they bought him. So he can play both. But his natural position is your right-back. So he's good in the air, isn't it? So he could play.
Now we're talking about derbies. I've done the London derby. Let's go to the Manchester derby. I'll let you start this one off.
The Manchester derby? You should be starting this one off, no?
Nah, because I always start the Man United ones, isn't it? I want to hear what you got to say about my team, bro.
I think the first half is a bit, you know, 50-50-ish. I think maybe probably City edged it. When they scored, Jack and that, set up by De Bruyne, I thought, yeah, game done. Either it's going to be 1-0 or 2-1 or 2-0. And they were on top coming that second half, innit? They were on top, they got the goal. And then obviously, remember, Pep said it best, we know where we are. Man said, we know where we are. Man said, we know where we are at Old Trafford. That's what he's talking about. We know where we are. And I think that probably says it best because that decision was shocking. It was as offside, as clear as day. You know, you've probably heard this being described a million different times about why it's offside. And like, it's just bottom line, it's offside. It shouldn't have stood. And obviously from that,
I mean,
City was not the stuffing out of them, and then actually, you know, in that show to connection to Russia, and next one is 2-1. It's like, wow, what the heck has just happened here? So
for me,
after that one,
sorry.
I think for Man United, they defended well after that. I think defensively, they are so much more stronger as a team. Obviously, Casemiro, you know, world class. It's just what it is, You've got to say what it is. It's world class. Then Partey, I'll take Partey over him, but he's world class anyway. And then, other than that, yeah, you guys, attacking wise, I don't think you're not as potent, but because when I saw Rashford injured, it looked like he was injured or he was limping or whatever. I was like, ooh, if he comes off, yeah, you man, I'm done out here. But he stayed on and then got the winner. That's what he does. That's what I'm saying to you. Again, not playing well, but impacting the game.
Yeah, Rashford did his thing. Stay focused at the celebration. Stay focused.
Yeah, what's that new thing, yeah? That new thing, yeah?
Yeah, stay focused. I love it. Yeah, so for me, I don't see it as Man City were dominating. Man United dominated that game, you know. Possession-wise, okay, this is going to sound mad because if you look at the possession, let me get the stats up for the possession. Where was it?
City had more, come on.
They had 71. They had 71%, yeah. But what Ten Hag had done, yeah, because you didn't see Haaland and KDB with the ball. So he's managed Man City having the ball in certain parts of the pitch, yeah, where they can't affect the game. So, yeah, they had the ball. So, like, what game do you ever see Man City dominating the ball so long? You don't see KDB and you don't see Haaland. But Ten Hag is a different manager, bro.
Whether they have one shot on target or none?
They had the one. They had KDB got his one across. One cross, yeah.
Oh yeah,
that was a one cross, yeah. And they got one. And they got one shot on target. So what Ten Hag? He's just a different breed of manager, you know. When you've had the likes of Oli and I was screaming for tactics. Guys, you're lucky you didn't know me when Man United had Oli. Like, he was, oh man, a nightmare manager. I didn't like Oli because I was screaming out the tactics, the philosophy, and just coaching. And these things I see in Ten Hag, like,
I'm gonna call him 10-10.
The way 10-10 knows how to to adapt to certain games. Do you know what I love? You know what I loved about that, yeah? When we lost to Man City, yeah? He said, thank you. I'm going to learn from this. He said, thank you. I'm going to learn from this. No manager I know is going to say that. Thank you. I'm going to learn from this. They came to our ground and we smoked them. But we didn't really smoke them. I'm getting a little bit over the top now, but
yes,
we beat them, and we beat them in a good manner. We beat them in a comfortable manner. Like, it wasn't a smash and grab. We played them. Like, we normally, if we're playing Man City, we have to hit them on the counter attack.
Oh, you had a goal.
That's our thing.
You had a goal that was offside, bro.
Bro, okay, but we were the better. I still think we were the better team. But where was Haaland, bro?
Chances again, though. Again, you didn't have clear chances. It wasn't that kind of game. It was a tactical game. was it a clear kind of game?
Nah, for me.
And obviously, yeah, I do feel like, yeah, you allow them to have the ball. Like that centre back. And that Rodri passing it back and then passing it forward and not really going anywhere. So I think the first game came too early in his reign. And he tried to do, what did he have? What was it? McTominay and Eriksen, isn't it?
Yeah, he played McTominay.
In the first one. I think you guys won like three at the time, isn't it? Three in a row or something at the time. He tried to continue. It was early in his reign. And then, yeah, he got battered.
He got smart.
He did learn from it. And then this time, he said, you know, who was it? Casemiro and who? Fred.
Casemiro and Fred, because he couldn't. We had to push Bruno on the right hand side of the pitch. Like, that's what I'm saying. He's a different manager, bro. He pushed Bruno to the right.
Still to be involved in the game
because Eriksen still can control the tempo and look for those kind of balls. Yeah, he pushed Bruno on the right to press, but also be like a cam. But a winger, like, just be a floater on the right. It's different. But obviously, I still believe Bruno is better as a cam. So when I think Eriksen did come off and Bruno went central, we looked like he was going to score again. And that's what happened with Garnacho turning Akanji inside out with a nice little turn. And Rashford... Yeah, he did. He went in, then he went out. No, first he kicked the ball at his face, came back to him. He went in, then out, and then he realized, oh man, I need to get back. And then I love those goals because Rashford's just, that's an instinct goal. Yeah, that's off his instinct. Like, not sometimes people get, they're cold on their feet, so they're not touching that. But the way Rashford got that, it was nice. Not so good for my fantasy team because I have Edison and goal, but yeah.
Edison goal as well.
But yeah, I was so happy for Rashford. I don't know if you saw it, the passion with Casemiro running with Fred and the fans. Did you see that? Yeah, I love that, man. But let's get into the next game, Brighton versus Liverpool. What do you take from that?
Guys. We said in the last episode, yeah, we're loving that Liverpool getting smacked up. But brother, when I mean they got schooled, that man got schooled. Like, they got popped off the pot. When you've got Robert flipping it over man's head, yeah,
ooh,
volleying it.
Ooh.
That's when you know, yeah, it's a, you need to just give up. You need to give up. Robert.
Brother, I was at my friend's house. And we watched that goal, and they're Liverpool fans, yeah, and they were screaming, the Liverpool fans, saying, "Oh my gosh, Danny Welbeck, yo, that goal
is good." You watched that video enough times, sorry, Gomez.
We watched you enough times get turned inside out. Oh my gosh, what he did to Gomez was rude, you know. Poor Gomez. He got moved. Well, Danny Robert moved him. And Alisson couldn't even save it. Like, but the other goals were nice. But sorry, continue what you're saying.
Yeah, that man was getting popped off the park, man. Popped off the park. And again, what we said in the last one, you know, I do think it's probably still Potter, but if you watch how he plays, De Zerbi, I think his name is, this is how he plays football. And I watched something today, actually, about tactics, how basically they use the Rondo to kind of just outnumber Liverpool all over the pitch. So even if they're in their right-back position, they've got four men around the ball. So they're just popping you all the time. And I think it was even the first goal, how smooth and easy it was to just get through that. Like, when you got Lallana just doing back flicks and everything there, and obviously he's always been a good player, but come on, bro, you're mocking you, bro. Especially when he played against you as well. Played for you, sorry. But yeah, they've done well. I like Brighton. Played very good football. I think us, who else? City, obviously, and probably Brighton. Top three playing football. So, yeah. I'm happy again. Liverpool being popped any day of the week, man.
Yeah, they've been getting popped these couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, a couple of weeks just bang, bang, bang. Like, they're struggling without Van Dijk, man. Brighton probably should be aiming for top six, man. Especially with, like, Chelsea flopping and...
Let me see where they are on the table.
They should be probably aiming for that.
They're seventh. They're higher than Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yeah, of course. They're even popping, man. I think we're the only team that beat them on recent.
Yeah, they beat us.
I remember, even that game, they nearly came back, bro. Right? I mean, so... yeah, they did very well. Liverpool. I don't know, do you think it's time up for Klopp?
No.
But yeah.
I don't think it's time up. I think it's time to rejuvenate the squad. You said it in the previous episode, the midfield. The midfield's old. I think they need to get a bed in them. I don't want it to happen. But I think they need to get a bed in them. I think they need to get a couple youngsters. Keep somebody who's got the experience of Liverpool so they know what Liverpool's about. But they need to just get some younger players in the midfield area. The likes, not because he got roasted inside out, the likes of Gomez for me. And Matt Phillips, come on. Like, these guys here, I don't think they're Liverpool worthy.
Yeah, Gomez signed a contract, not Liverpool.
Who signed the contract?
Gomez.
I don't think, like, there, yeah. I feel like this is what happened with Liverpool, yeah. Liverpool were at a certain stage where they were the best in the world, yeah. Sadly to say, they were the best in the world. And I feel like when you're the best in the world, you then put world-class players in your team because you're the best in the world. I believe they did the wrong thing trying to get prospects.
Thank you.
They got like the Carvalho. They're using this young kid with a B. Sorry, I can't pronounce your name. Yeah, they're using him. Then they didn't rejuvenate their midfield, but they sold like the Origis and stuff like that. I feel like they didn't do the right business. Now they've got a gap hole, but they still, when Jota and Diaz comes back, what's gonna happen? Because Salah, he owns the right hand side. He owns the right hand side. And what's gonna happen there? Yeah, he owns the right.
Salah hasn't been the same, man.
So I don't know. I think with Klopp, it's not that he needs to go. I just think he needs to do changes to the squad. If he doesn't do changes to the squad, detrimental.
Okay.
What
Lee Mayfield just said.
Yeah, that midfield. And maybe, but I believe in Konate. Konate is good.
He's solid.
I can't say his partner is not good. But maybe they need to get a third solid centre-back. Matip isn't too bad, but... Matip is okay, isn't it?
I think he's been slamming,
bro. I would not have him at Man United.
You wouldn't, boy.
No.
Over what, Maguire.
Over Luke Shaw.
Lindelof.
Over Luke Shaw.
I said it. Bro.
I said it. Over Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw, you know.
Luke Shaw, centre back, you know. What did you see Shaw on Haaland? Did you see Haaland?
I don't think it was Shaw on Haaland. I think it was the whole team on Haaland, personally.
Bro, he tried to bully Shaw, you know, and then he realized that he's on this. Like, he tried to bully him. So strong, tall, and speedy. But that's, we're not talking about Man United. Like, we're talking about Liverpool. But yeah, Liverpool. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna say, I'm loving this, man. I'm loving this.
I'm a team that could have won four trophies last season. A team that's not won nothing this season. Even close, either. been appalling. They've lost. I think they've lost more than they've lost in the last 2 years. This one season.
Mm.
I know, man. That's.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna. Moment,
but...
Mm. I'm gonna go to the Newcastle Fulham game. I'm gonna start this one off. Mitrovic, brother, what were you doing, fam? With this penalty thing,
bro.
No, man. No, the penalty thing, yeah. I know he slipped. It's the run. I think it's the run up.
Apparently, Kane has a technique so he doesn't slip.
That's what I'm saying. It's the. I think it's the run up.
He has a technique that he doesn't slip. Yeah.
And the way he slipped and his trailing foot hit the ball. And then he thought he was going to get to retake the penalty. Man said, nope, goal kick, brother. And years away, you needed to score that goal. And what's peak is I heard the Fulham manager saying he's not going to take the next penalty.
Bro, what was that he said?
Yeah, so he didn't take him up.
Oh, he's scored all of them this season, apart from that one.
Yeah, he said it. He said it still. And then that goal. It's like, I didn't watch the game. I watched the highlights of the game. So I didn't see the game fully. But I saw that Wilson assisted him. Now, I was thinking, I don't know what kind of lineup they had. Actually, I can check right now. But see two strikers. I'm a fan of the two strikers.
Yeah, back in the MPV, he used to do that. I think I'm
always maybe.
A 4-3 man. Always been a 4-3 man. Way before it was popular.
They see the two strikers, yeah. I like the two strikers. It don't have to be 4-4-2, though. It can be a different formation, but with two strikers. I just think it's easier for the striker. You're doing donkey work when you're just by yourself sometimes.
Donkey work.
It's true, man. You're running up and down. The ball's not coming to you.
I bet it still is hard.
When you got a striker that's a partner, yeah, you can do the donkey work. The ball can bounce off you to go to him, or the ball can bounce off them and come to you. Like, if you've got a partner, it's much more easier than just doing the donkey work. But some players play better. But it was nice to see Isak back, St. Maximin back as well, both coming back from injuries. And Isak scoring. Like, Isak was kind of ghost from what I was watching. And then when I was reading some stuff about this game, he was quite...
He wasn't.
But
he still adapted to the league, innit?
But he got his goal. Now I hope he does well. It's like because he was my guy from a long time. I've known about Isak for a very long. So, yeah. I wish him the best at Newcastle. It's like. What other games was there now? Everton, Southampton.
Mm.
No. Let's go to Chelsea Palace.
Okay.
Chelsea won 1-0. Kai Havertz. They in the beginning of this game, they had Mudryk coming out. How did you feel about that, bro?
Wasn't it half time?
Is it the halftime?
It was halftime they did it. But either way, though, I really said they're scumbags for doing that. And they've got so much players now, bro. It's ridiculous. I saw something there. Let me show you what they got.
They bought somebody today.
Quickly.
They bought someone today.
Yeah. What did they buy?
Well, I don't know his name. I don't know what he is. They bought someone today.
Striker.
I was gonna have to say to put it like,
bro, you're buying too much man now, relax. Because this must be messing up his tactics.
Chelsea, yeah, striker. Manduk on PSV, striker. 29 million.
No, man, they don't even match, you know. How much? 29?
29 million, yeah.
Yeah, they don't even match,
you know. This is what I was saying to my friend David, my friend earlier on. I was just like, bro, he's a Chelsea fan. He's like, bro, this is. He said he would not come to Chelsea.
He said what?
It's a circus, bro. He said he wouldn't. It's a circus. He said that Manduk should have went. because he would have made him like a top player under Arteta, and I agree with that. It's a circus, bro. They give him an 8.5 contract or 7.5 year contracts, bro.
Yeah, but I found out why. Yeah, but I found out why.
But still, bro, you know that's going to cause them a problem. I don't know if you've heard about it. There's a guy that used to be for Chelsea years ago. He was on 40 bags. Can't be his name. He's got a mad name. But apparently he lived in Holland and he caught a helicopter every day to go to Chelsea. And he was never going to play. He just trained. Because he was on 40 bags. And yeah, I'll try and get the name. I'll send you the stories of it. But because he played for Chelsea and they gave him 40 bags, and obviously sometimes that's a lot of money, and Chelsea was trying to offer him to other teams, and other teams were selling him 20 bags, 30 bags, whatever. He's like, no, I'm going to sit this out. And he sat out for about 2 seasons like that. And this is the problem that they might have. I think Mandzukic will do it right. But what these, I remember, they bought other people on these 7-year contracts, you know? Bear in mind, bro. You know? The problem that they have is if these players don't, you remember what's his name? Kakuta. Do you remember? Gael Kakuta.
Yeah, Gael Kakuta.
Bro, he was on their book for years, bro. Going into 1 million loans. Why? You know Babi Yaro is still in their thing. Babi Yaro. He played for AC Milan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about
Bakayoko.
Bakayoko, yeah, that's it. Yeah. He's still in their books, you know? They're trying to terminate his contract, bro. Because they give some man some long contract. They don't want a cap, bro. I don't think he's a Potter, bro. I don't think he's a Potter signing. I think this is why he wanted Potter as a manager, his own man. He can just probably, he's playing Monopoly right now, bro. Because the amount of money that they spent, I don't even know how you're going to get around the FNP with this. Because they're not going to win the Champions League that season. And I doubt that they might even miss out on Europa League. So, it's a madness. Absolute madness, bro. Yeah.
I don't know how this is allowed. And bro, I think the guy don't know what he's doing.
It's a joke. Listen to this. This is before Mandzukic, yeah? They've got Kepa, Mendy, and Bentaleli in goal. Right back, they've got James Azpilicueta. Centre-backs, they've got Thiago Silva, Fofana, Chalobah, Koulibaly, and then they bought Brad Swahili, can't say his name, and they've got Humphreys. Yeah. Left back, they've got Chilwell, Cucurella, and they've got Hall, this new guy. They got centre-mid, they got Mount, Gallagher, Chukwuemeka, the one they bought from Villa.
Yeah.
And set them in, so they've also got Jorginho, Kante, Zakaria, who they bought, and obviously been playing this season. Set them in, they've also got Kovacic, Loftus-Cheek, and Andres Santos. So they've got 9 centre mids, bro, for 3 positions. That's crazy, bro. Then obviously, again, to front 3, they got 9 players, bro, for 3 positions. Yao Felix, Havertz, Ziyech, Aubameyang, Fofana, the other one that they bought recently, Boja, Sterling, Modric, and Pulisic. Bro.
I don't mind Man United going in for Ziyech, you know. For a loan. Nah. I don't mind taking Ziyech.
No, you don't need him, though. Where he plays, bro, you're not good.
No, who?
Ziyech.
Yeah, I'll take him.
But he plays on the right, bro. You're not good.
Yeah. And for what? Anthony can't be staying there all the time.
Bro, 85 M's, bro.
Big man, that don't mean nothing. I see Grealish on the bench for time, 100 M's, you know.
Nah, but he's not that kind of winger, though. Zetch is like a winger that comes off the left. He's not a winger where he's going to run at man and then from there. He's got a wonder of a left foot.
I see Zetch picking up Wahost or whatever his name is, bruv. That tall guy who's slow. Bruv.
What, you're right, slow. Bro.
I don't know. I don't want to talk too much, innit? It's too early, innit? Well, but what I saw, I weren't impressed. I heard they were saying a goal in every 2 games. I'm expecting big things, you know. When I heard
that, that's remarkable. To be fair, you know,
a goal in every 2 games.
Yeah. You know, because we don't. Because
I didn't see it though.
Burnley and that. Yeah, because at Burnley don't create no chances though. Because they get to Burnley, he didn't do it as great. You put not rating.
No, but I didn't see it against Palace though. Right, let's not talk about that.
Game in that, bro. His first game in that.
Yeah.
Give man time, bro.
We'll get back to that game. We'll get back to that game later on.
But yeah, what's the next one?
I'm literally getting the next game up 1 second, but. Yeah, I would definitely take Ziyech I definitely take Zayats because I feel like if you need some players, you'll start looking at Liverpool, Chelsea, because Chelsea have so many players that won't be able to play. I'm even hearing the point of people talking about Sterling leaving already because
Yeah, I heard
he's
that as
starting to
well.
wonder what's going to happen because it's a shambles. I think it's a shambles.
Bro,
Like,
it's a circus, bro.
imagine
It's ridiculous.
you're Sterling's agent or your Mount's agent or your
But this is what I'm saying. This is awesome. I
even.
get rice now, isn't it? Because
Yeah,
he's
I
gonna
heard
go to
that
that
as well. That's
circus. He's
crazy.
gonna go to that circus. I wouldn't, bro. I don't get my boys there. That's a circus. But we can visit each other, but we live in London together. What was
Yeah,
that?
that's
Arteta's going
true.
places, and
Okay.
Arteta's not going anywhere. If he wins the Premier, he ain't going anywhere for another 2 seasons, bro. That's
Yeah, no,
guaranteed.
true. True. Did you watch? What did you think about Aston Villa Leeds?
Oh, bro. The Harrison chance. Someone else had another good chance. Bro, they had chances, bro. Obviously, Bailey scored a good goal and I sent early. You know, like
Yeah.
that. That was a finesse. You know, that was a finesse. You know, the finesse was you press the finesse button on FIFA.
Yeah,
That's what
it
that was,
was
bro. Cut
beautiful.
inside finesse. Yeah.
Yeah,
Good
beautiful.
finish. But after that, Lee should have got back in the game. And I think then they scored again, didn't they? They scored again.
Yeah, Bandeira, he thought it was offside and then they said it was
The
onside.
header. But they deserved, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Again, that's what I'm saying to you. Zonto, bro, or Nonto, whatever his name is, bro, he gave
Man killed
Ashley
Ashley
Young,
Young, bro.
bro, he tore man out, bro. Ashley Young must have came with that picture, bro. Thank God this is over. Remember, though, he's not young anymore,
Was
bro. He's not young anymore either. So, but
mashup.
yeah, no, he you know, he's done well. But yeah, they play good football. Literally, they play very good football. I really like Tyler Adams. I like him, man. I like how he plays.
He's all right, the American guy.
Yeah, even Harrison as well. But yeah, no, they should have scored. No doubt about it. I think they did score, innit?
Yeah,
Yeah, I think
Bamford scored.
Bamford scored. Yeah, Bamford scored. But yeah, no, they probably should have drew that game. But you know, really, again, I told you, Unai Emery. I said it in another podcast, but between top five, top six in the Prem, bro. So he's doing his thing.
Yeah, I think it was a good game. It was a nice little battle, especially with Young and the Young G. How do you say his pronounce his name?
Nanto.
Janto. Him, Janto. It was a good little battle. Bailey, wonderful goal. Come on. Yardman and that. Come on. Bailey again with the chance to then set up Bandura, which looked offside when VAR then said it was onside, so that continued and played to after the whistle because some people they give up. And yeah, it was classed as a goal. Nice little looping header.
Yeah, it was good.
Good. I'm gonna go on to Everton versus Southampton. What did you think of that game? It was 2-1 to Southampton.
Everything had in control, though, wasn't it? They were winning.
Yeah.
They were winning, cruising, and then, James Ward-Prowse. Who did he suck somebody in?
Bruv, do you see that little
Finished it.
dummy, bruv? He
Yeah, he sucked
firstly
somebody in.
sucked then
Was it
composure.
what's the centre back's name again? But he sucked man in, and then after that, the free kick. But the free kick wasn't one of his best free kicks, but I don't know if Pickford should be at fault for that. I don't know. You cannot
I
always
don't
know
rate
what he's
Pickford
gonna
anyway.
do. Like, yeah, I don't really, to be fair, either. I think it's one of the ones where it's like he's the best penalty taker in the Prem, free kick taker in the Prem, yeah. And you're not like it's like you're not expecting my man to try and go over the wall. I know sometimes he goes the other way, but still, bro. So
I'm surprised the
they
big team hasn't gambled in him, you know.
I don't know, man. You got to remember as well, all these English players all the time as well. I feel like, and that's what I'm saying about Declan Rice. Even he probably like realized this probably 2 seasons ago, bro. The English tax is mad, so you're gonna overpay for these men, bro. And I think if you see
Like,
one
how
like
much do you
Calvin
think
Phillips,
Ward Prowse would be?
bro, they would want. Don't know.
I see
How
no
much do they
more
want
than
for him?
40 M's.
Yeah, 40 M's, but when you can get like, I don't know. You can get someone in Portugal or Spain for less than that, bro. And let's be honest,
This
he's not
guy
really a player.
is
He's
not
not he's
just.
a proper like old school centre mid though. That's the problem. Old school centre mid. He's not attacking mid. He's just an old school centre mid. Like bots to bots number, what's that? Number six.
Eight.
Yeah, eight, yeah. So, yeah, and he just does everything good. Nothing great, nothing amazing, just everything good.
Yeah, but when it comes to set pieces, he's really dangerous. Like, not just free kicks, corners, he's dangerous.
You got to play the game, bro. You get me?
David Beckham was mostly for his set pieces. Nah, but obviously,
Beckham was better than that, bro. I'm not a Man United fan. Beckham's a baller, bro.
No, Beckham's a baller, but like he was known for his free kicks mostly.
Yeah, 100%. And his set pieces. How many more has he got? I wonder. How many more?
He's got more than him. He's got more goals than him. I think it was like two.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that much. He's catching up.
Yeah.
He's catching up.
No, he passed Beckham.
No, not yet. I don't think so. Let me Google this, bro.
I think he passed it.
I don't think so yet, you know.
I think he passed it. I swear. I think he passed it.
Yeah, Beckham's got 18. Yeah, you said it right first time. And more passing now, he's got 16. Ronaldo's in there with 12. And TT.
T.A.R.E.
But yeah.
12 free kicks.
Yeah.
You'll probably catch
him. But would you take him at Man United? I don't understand. Like, I think he's better than
some games. There's some games.
Say him?
Yeah.
Oh, some games.
Yeah.
So the next game is
Nottingham Forest against Leicester. It was 2-0 to Nottingham Forest.
Bro, I said it again. I said it to you. I said it the other day, the last one. I said Nottingham Forest. They're slowly gelling. They're slowly finding how they play. Brendan Johnson, that's his name. He, you know, he's there. He's their threat with the pace. Gibbs White is looking like a playmaker. Gibbs White is looking like a playmaker. Get me, who? Jesse who? Get me, Jesse who, bro?
For real.
He's just there taking out money for the season.
Where is he? Injured? He weren't even on their bench.
He's not injured, bro. He's not on the bench.
He weren't even on their bench.
No, maybe he's injured. I don't know. But remember, they got like 50 men in it, so.
And they're still buying.
Yeah, they bought someone as well for like bare peas over there as well.
The Brazilian Danilo.
Yeah. 6-year contract again, bro. This is my contract.
Yeah, because they have to, man. Because financial fair play for them, man, must be different because they come from the Championship and they're spending money, bro. They got Lingard. Lingard might not be that player, but Lingard's money, wages. You know his wages is peak.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone knows that. That's why you went there. How am I doing that? Went there, but I think that I think they'll get. But I think wages you can get away with it. It's the fees that you know are tricky to kind of get around sometimes. But
yeah, not in the Forest did their thing. It's a shame I took Brandon Johnson and put him on my bench, and this guy's gonna score two goals, bro.
Yeah, he's a goal threat, bro. Can't really see Manu or not. I thought him.
But yeah, he's on my bench. But Leicester, I don't know what's going on with them, you know.
Told you.
Where are they in the table?
They're down there, bro. They're tight, 15. Bro. It's tight, bro. They're 15. Good points as well. What then, 17 points?
Yeah, 17 minus 7 tight, goals.
Bro. 17 points, bro. It's so tight down there, man.
Is this the most competitive league?
When you got Amarty though playing centre back, what do you expect, bro? Because I'll be honest, he's not a centre back.
Who? Amarty. Amarty. He's a centre mid, bro. I don't know what they're doing.
I'm Eric Dieting.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why Amarty is their centre back. No, and he's small as well, you know.
Yeah, he's not the tallest.
Saying that, Martinez is small, but
yeah,
no, Marty, you know.
He turned it around, still.
Another player, obviously you got Trossard, yeah? But would you not take Daniel Podence at Wolves? Wolves beating Newcastle 1-0.
Do you know what it is? I have Momino. Momino?
Momino. The one at Brighton.
Yeah, the one at Brighton. I want him, man. Baller. Kind of, man. Love that.
Baller.
But what's his name? Yeah. You know, Prodex is one of those players where it's like, you don't know. It's like, could he do it at a bigger club? You know, one of those ones, like, could he do it at a bigger club? You're just not too sure. You get me? Like, there's the player there. Even they got another winger as well. He's good. I can't remember his name. But he's
Neto.
Good. Yeah, Neto. So it's one of those ones where it's like, could you do it at a bigger club? Maybe. But I don't know, man. Would I take him? Probably, possibly.
Again, but Wolves have my guy, you know. I've had this guy on my career mode on FIFA for 3 seasons in a row. Wolves have bought him this season. Kuna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I need to see what he's like in real life because I only know him from FIFA. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. But on FIFA he's good. But that's FIFA and this is real life, so I need to see him. Also they got Nunes. Nunes is a different Nunes. Nunes is different. I watched Neves playing the other day. Oh my gosh. I forgot how good Neves is. He's like a foot, like I don't want to say it because he's not the same level. But he is like, he plays like Carrick. Like,
he's about Neves.
Goals. Yeah, Ruben Neves. Bro, I forgot how he plays, you know? Like, they were looking for him, yeah? And all he was doing was just spraying the ball right and left. Like, if the option wasn't on the, if he couldn't see a clear option on the right, he was just looking for Traore and spraying the ball. And every time he sprayed the ball, big man, it got to him every single time. Like, I was just looking at him, like, thinking, I stopped watching the game and was just looking at Nunes. And Neves. And, I think he's a player that people need to look out for. I don't know why Man United have not looked out to buy him for... No, but, seriously, Ericsson can't do it all, man. His heart, bro. He needs to rest as well. But the reason why he's not resting is because we haven't got people. Players in general need to rest, yeah. Ericsson needs to rest, bro. Like, we can't, but the thing is, we can't afford to rest him because our team is dead if we rest him. If we rest him, Fred can't do what he can do. McTominay can't do what he can do. Iqbal, I'd love to see Iqbal try, but we don't even want to give Iqbal a chance yet. So I'd have Neves be that person to just spray the ball because I don't think there's no one that can spray the ball in centre mid like him.
I think, again, because he's young, it's going to cost a lot to get around. And probably his contract is probably a couple of years left.
I would take that. Neves or something else.
I think Neves would do well at City, Arsenal, Chelsea. I think at all the clubs. I think he's that good. I think he'd do well at all of them. I'm just quite surprised how they got him anyway. I think that obviously they've got him because obviously I think the owner is good friends with their agent, isn't it? That knows all of them, George Mendes.
So,
yeah, that's how they got all these players, these Portuguese players.
Yeah, that's good. West Ham, I don't know what's going on with West Ham.
Oh, he needs to go now, man.
It's shocking. They're actually in the relegation zones, guys.
It's shocking, bro. People,
West Ham are 18th.
Yeah.
On 15 points.
How many goals they scored? They got Ings now, though, innit? They got Ings today.
They got minus 10.
They got Ings today.
I know that. Did they get Ings? Is it confirmed?
Yeah.
You sure, yeah?
15 M's. Decent for him. He's a goal scorer.
15
million, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, why did Villa let him go?
Because Villa weren't playing him. They got
Watkins. He was scoring.
Yeah, now and again, but obviously, you know, Emery's not fancy him, isn't it?
Brother, I feel like this guy scored in the last two. Yeah, but I don't know about Watkins, you know. Ollie Watkins isn't consistent like that. For man to be sold.
I don't know what you're thinking behind that one, though.
But I've seen him play Bailey up front, so maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I'm also hearing about Antonio. Heard Wolves are looking to buy Antonio. So
Antonio ain't trying to leave. I can pay that for free, bro.
Yeah, but he's been heavily linked with Wolves.
I think he would do well at summer though, just because he's He can play different positions.
Inverted.
You know, yeah, he could do different jobs.
He could all be a right back. He's so crazy.
He could right back, right wing, you know, different things. So, but yeah, I think because he took the number 9, I don't think he'd want to leave, innit? And I think he's there. Mm. Is he their top goal scorer in the Prem now or something like that?
Yeah, he is. So now we're going to go to the Brentford-Bournemouth game. Goals from Ivan Toney and Matthias Johnson. 2-0 to Brentford. Brentford, the Bees, they just keep on doing what they're doing, man. And I just wish them the best because their football, it just looks like fun and vibes.
They're enjoying it, isn't it?
Yeah, this is like fun and vibes. I don't know their tactics, but this is like fun and vibes, lad. Like,
and the tactic is play the ball long, hit off Tony. But they can play ball sometimes as well, don't they?
And they're it's flying like in eighth right now.
I think one of the players said it's like everybody knows what we're doing and what to do in every scenario. Like, and that's how they're like a very well coached team where if the ball goes to the winger, they know where to go. If the ball goes to the right back, they know what to do. If it goes up to Tony, everybody knows what to run off him. Everybody knows what to do and when to do it. And that's how they are. They're like a very well coached team. They done very well.
Yeah, and he didn't have that much experience as a coach. Do you know that? He didn't got that much experience. I think this is pretty much one of his first jobs, bro. He ain't got that much experience.
Don't
know, then. So I got a shout out to Thomas Frank.
Yeah,
because he come from a little history on Thomas Frank. He was appointed Denmark under 17s in 2011. 2012 appointed Denmark under 19. 2013 appointed at Brøndby Football Club, and then 2018 Brentford. He's under 21 teams, and then one Brøndby team, and then Brentford. He's only 49. Young manager. Yeah, like, maybe we'll see some big things coming from him. Like, I wish him the best, like, because he looks like he knows what he's doing, and he's got some good recruitment. He brought in Ben Mee this season. It was nice when he had Eriksen last season. Like, of all teams, he went to Brentford. I like their keeper. Wissa. I was happy he scored. Not a scored. He played. Sorry, scored. Brentford's got a crop of good players, and I don't want them to get relegated. I don't want them to get relegated. I want them to do Brentford. Well. Yeah.
They ain't relegated this season, that's for sure.
Bro, I hope not. The way this table is so tight, yeah, you can't guarantee nothing.
No, bro, they're like... Brentford's on 29 points.
Eighth. Then 29.
29 points, bro. Forest, what?
Yeah. These men are clear. Yeah, because
Bro, yeah,
Forest on
like there's
20.
nine Clear Forest who are 13, but then there's another
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
17, bro.
I couldn't go down though. Right
Not
now, anyway,
realistically,
at this
bro.
stage.
Yeah, 100%. Anyone from I wouldn't include Forest. I think no, they're still in it. I think Forest is still in it. But Forest, Leeds, Leicester, Wolves, Bournemouth, West Ham. No, they're not going down. And they got Tony as well, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing.
You mean they got a goal scorer? That's what that means. Southampton got no goal scorer. Everton got no goal scorer. West Ham got no goal scorer. All the other teams have no goal scorers, bro. That's why they're down there. Leicester do, to be fair, but Leeds have just got back. What's his name? Bamford. So, I'm telling you, bro, if you got a goal scorer, bro, that's why it makes such a huge difference. So,
We're
Fulham
going to talk about
flying. Go on, who's next?
So we're going to talk about one or two games now. These games, midweek games that these teams played again. So the first one was Manchester United versus Palace.
Come on, Elise, say, come on.
Ah,
My guy.
stress, bro, stress. Because I was at
My
work,
guy.
I'm telling one of my Man United mates, rest Casemiro and play Martinez as a DM. I heard he's a DM. I was screaming
Need
that
to
for
play that
time. I
too.
said, we need to play Martinez as a DM. Not
I think
even
you
risk
messaged me when
Casemiro
you said to me that you should not have played when you saw the lineup.
Yeah, I said he should not be playing.
And then boom.
Casemiro, I feel like we had enough to beat Palace
You did,
without
you did, yeah.
Casemiro.
100%.
So we
And then
didn't
after
need
that,
to do that.
he tried to kill Wolf.
I don't know
So,
about nah, he tried
nah,
to
that challenge is
challenge.
high, bro.
It was
Now,
a
think about it, so you could have just pulled him
yeah,
if
no.
he's worried about him running through.
If he pulled him, that's still a yellow card though, isn't
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but the challenge,
So he
though,
might as well
bro.
leave himself running then.
That was wild, bro.
Because Wolf is dangerous, bro. He's dangerous.
You
That
should
guy will
know. I think
take
you
on
should
your
have done
whole
better.
team.
You should have done better that last time.
So yeah, so with the Man United, we started off well. It looked positive, but it was only 1-0 for a while. I started to think, as time got closer, thinking, yo, bruv, we ain't scored yet, you know. 1-0 for a long time now. I'm sitting there thinking, yo, we need a goal, you know. And our new striker, Wanghurst, or how he's pronounced his name, sorry, bro. He weren't doing it for me. Rashford goes up front. Looked a little bit better as a striker than a winger this game. Normally he looks better as a winger. Because Garnacho came on and he had a little spark. So I thought, yeah, we're in this game, we're gonna win it. Then that free kick. No. Then we get that penalty call. Yeah. And he I don't know to this day why it's not a penalty. That was a penalty, bro. On McTominay. That was a penalty. But yeah, that didn't get given. But then we got to think about it as I was speaking to someone. Against Man City, we got lucky with the offside goal, so maybe it would even itself out. That free kick. Oh boy. David De Gea had a good game towards, and then that happened.
Bad free kick.
Oh boy, that free kick was. You couldn't do nothing about it. Nothing about it. What a goal. What a goal. And you know what it is now? And I sit back and I think now, like, Ten Hag has made the standards of Man United so high that when you go to Crystal Palace and you draw 1-1, you feel like a loss. Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, yeah. If we took that 1-1 with Ollie, man's happy, bro.
I think as well, I think because it was 1-0 for so long, and whether they scored in the
No,
90th minute.
but with Oli, we're expecting this to happen.
Remember the first season of Ole, the first 2 seasons of Ole, you lot were smoking teams, you know? You don't let come second one year
Yeah.
as well.
The first year and the second year
You
was awful.
obviously fresh in memories of last year, aren't it? And the last few seasons as
Nah,
well.
nah, because he took us the second year. It looked all good. Oli at the wheel, yeah. He signed the contract and the thing went down. He signed the contract, he went down.
Got and stick for that.
I feel like we would have had I forgot my crap's his name. Maguire. We would have had Maguire as a centre back. I mean, Maguire as a centre back in this game. Oh man. Just like Crystal Palace, when you just talk about Crystal Palace, for me, it's just like Streetballers FC. You got Azee, you got Alisu. What do you call him? Azee?
Eze.
Yeah, I call him Azee, you know. I've been calling him Azee, you know. Yeah, him. You got Zaha. Them three together connecting up is crazy. I don't know about their strikers, because their strikers just look like.
It's always their problem.
I don't know. I don't think I use that, and I don't think.
One a year, bro.
What's his name? The one with the M? Matty.
Yeah, Mateta.
Let me get it up. I'm not saying that.
Mateta, and then you've got Eduardo.
Mateta. Yeah,
Eduardo.
Was the best one out of them, though.
Yeah, but he's hot and cold, man.
He's hot and cold, but
Zaha has a lot of strikers, not a lot, but he's had quite a few strikers over the years. He's like, bro, this team.
But he's always cussing them out.
Yeah, if he's had a strike off, all the years he's been there, they would have done something, man. But I still think he's the best player outside the top six.
Who?
Zaha. Not Rice. Zaha.
I never thought about that.
He could play for the big boys. He could play for any of the big boys.
He couldn't play for Man United, though.
Of course he could, bro. He just went there too young, bro. Timing was wrong. David Moyes. Look at David Moyes now, innit?
So the final game today. Oh, wait, did you speak? You said about Man United, yeah? No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, I think you struggled to break them down. Obviously, you got a goal. But I think I messaged you in the game. I was like, I don't see Palace. I think Palace, on their day, they could give anyone trouble. But that, they weren't their day. And it would have taken some. I didn't say it was a corner. It wasn't even, it wasn't a corner, it was a set piece. And it was a great free kick. I think that was the only way they were going to score. And I felt like you guys probably felt like, you know what, if they're never going to score against you, you guys didn't mean like you were scoring again either. So, yeah, you just going to see it at the 1-0, but at least you had other plans, and then, yeah, it was a wrap.
Remember, I text you saying they turn up against us, though.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, but they didn't, though. I don't think they did. They didn't play that well. I've seen them.
No, I thought they were going to be more, like, on it, but you see Klein, yeah, they weren't. Did you see Klein on Rashford? That brother was so scared, he was booting it out. He was booting out. The ball came, yeah. I mean, Rashford was on fine form. Yeah. He was just booting it, bro. Even Rashford Zaha's off, looking at him like, what are you doing?
I saw that.
I was like, bro.
Back yourself, man.
And I got a shout out. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, because that last ditch challenge probably saved Man United from getting a point.
It was mad, bro. I see, but this is what you're talking about. Wan-Bissaka switches off. So obviously, at some point, he switched off, or he's gone forward, and then the ball's transitioned over, innit? And I saw it. I think it was Will Hughes had the ball, and I could see it. Pay Will. And obviously, sometimes if you play it too late, you can lose the chance. If you play it too early, because your method is quick as well. He's played it in both his arms quick as well. Obviously, he's not as quick with the ball at his feet, but he's fallen over. I think he has to realize that Wan-Bissaka is going to do what Wan-Bissaka does. He's spider. He's spider for a reason. Yeah? You know him, bro. You lot of boys. You lot of boys. Yeah? You have to know he's going to try and come around and do what he does. Do the tackle that he does, yeah? Because he always does this. It's his trademark. So for me now, knowing that how my body is, and maybe that's why, because he couldn't really set himself because he's falling over, but if that's me now, I'm getting across him because he kind of did. And obviously, one person can just use his long legs to go around. But I'm putting that ball on my left side. So it's harder for him to get around. So if he's bringing me down, it's a penalty. But yeah,
did you see the interview? What he said,
yeah, he said fair play, isn't it? He's a good player or something like that. What did he say?
No, he goes, I'm running now. Then I look to my left, and I look to my right, and I see Aaron, and I'm like, oh, Aaron, and it's only Aaron that can do that scoop challenge, man. Why does it have to be Aaron, man?
Yeah,
scoop. That's what you said. The scoop challenge.
But that's what I'm saying. Think about it. You played against the whole game. It was like a good battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually a good battle, you know.
It was a good battle. And I feel like some of the challenges, if it was anybody else, he'd have got mad. But because they're boys, he's like, I know a minute, and I know how he plays in it. So he didn't really make a big deal out of it. But yeah, if that's Dallo, he's in. I don't know if he's scoring, but he's in.
Dallo's faster there.
You mean so?
And he's more concentrated.
He's faster than Wan-Bissaka, you mean so?
Yeah.
You don't look
Dallo at is blowing, bro.
You don't look at that for sure.
Bro, there was one time, yeah, Bruno passed, yeah. He passed to Bruno. Bruno looked for him, yeah. And he ran the whole pitch. Whoa. Yeah, he's fast. But I know everyone prefers Dallo, but I like Rafa Wan-Bissaka because he's a defender first, isn't it? Dallo, he's more attacking. Like, he will find that cross. But I prefer my defenders to defend, innit? Even if sometimes I don't mind if my defenders don't cross the halfway line, my right wingers don't cross, my right backs and left back don't cross,
that's the halfway line. That's a Brazil thing, bro. Brazil in the World Cup thing.
They don't need to cross that line, bro.
Brazil in the World Cup. Right back and left back don't cross the halfway line, bro.
They don't need to. Not all the time, man. Then you have more protection. That man can just play in it. But then
you get overloaded when you're trying to attack in it. You've got less players.
Nah,
because pros then and cons, you, pros and cons.
Yeah,
we've never played that on FIFA. You've never played that on FIFA. So,
nah, I've got to have win backs.
See, I told you.
Passing the man.
Exactly.
But it can't. No, but I'm saying it can run. In certain games, you need to. Your wing backs don't need to be running up because they're going to get peppered if you lose the ball in transition. Like, don't do it. No turnovers. But yeah, let's get to the final game. Man City versus Tottenham, guys. So what do you take up from that, Nathaniel? Natman?
Man got smoked. Not really. Tottenham, like, remember, I was watching the game and I think I had the kids. And then I saw it go from 0-0 to 2-0. I said, bruh, Tottenham, come on. Do Arsenal a favor. Yes, come on. I saw halftime. I said, cool, say that. Then after that, you messaged me. So I'm saying, I've still got the kids. You messaged me and you said to me, Tottenham being Tottenham, innit? And I was like, no way is it 2-2. Because mine was only, what, like 10 minutes into the game, second half. I said, no way. Mm. I turned the thing, I said, 2-2. I said, yeah. I said, you know what? I said to myself, yeah, they've lost, bro. And then that third goal, is what we were talking about the earlier on, Lloris, near post. Mm. I know it got a little deflection on it, but near post again, bro.
Bro, I don't know, bro. Lloris used to get struck.
My Sunday league goalkeeper does that. Bro, I'm vexed, bro, because you shouldn't be getting beat on your near post against a winger who is predominantly left-footed and he shoots with his right as well. I know he hits it clean, but still, you should not be getting beat on your near post like that. There's no way. But yeah, Spurs being the Spurs, they capitulate. I think Man City, you know, if they drew or if they lost, they I wouldn't say they were out, because again, it's still so many games to go, but they would have to win the two games against Arsenal. Have to. Must. I know back to the before the game as well, I think I said this, I was like, oh, bro, they're light, bro. Remember I said to you, Tottenham? What did I say to you? I said, I'm pretty sure they're light, boys, bro. I said they're light. Because, yeah, they're just Tottenham, bro.
Tottenham just doing Tottenham things by the minute, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Can't believe.
Yeah.
They let a 2-0.
And after that as well, they didn't like they were going to score a goal.
And the second half was just a different team, innit?
I think I saw something from Pep. He said the players lack the passion and desire. And he said, I want my fans back. I'm not too sure what he means there. But Morris.
Who said they want their fans back?
Pep.
Well, because when he came to Old Trafford, they didn't hear them because the way we outsound, like, it was crazy. Bruv, the whole stadium was singing. Like the old times of Ferguson. It's mad. Ten Hag's got everyone believing, you know. It's mad. It's mad.
I like when you guys are dead.
You think us we're dead?
I said I liked when he was dead. Getting smacked up last season.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna bring all that energy to the Emirates next Saturday Sunday, bro. You should have done a preview, just us two, you know.
I'm ready, bro. We should have watched along or something, but I'm ready.
We should do a preview. We should do a preview still.
Before we end, I just want to see FIFA. I just want to see that FIFA's announced their team of the year. I'm telling you, yeah. Kutuango, probably agree with that. Probably.
I didn't. I don't even know this, so this is news to me. So you say it again, yeah. So Kutuango.
Yeah, defenders are Kiwi. Right back, Militao for Real Madrid, and Van Dijk, centre backs. Left back is Theo Hernandez, AC France. So probably I gave one of that. I might have had like Marquinhos instead of Militao, but everybody else I probably would have had. Midfielders now.
Yeah, who won the Champions League this year? The winners of the Champions League, Germany did. So what point does Hakimi get it then? Because he what the PSG?
I think he's a best right back in the year. Definitely not Trent. So I think he's been the best right back.
What over Walker?
This season, yeah.
No, but it doesn't sound like they're talking about this season.
In the World Cup, they're talking about this season. They're talking about this year, the calendar year.
Then there's so, Walker, no?
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a shout.
There's no right back better than him.
You don't have a Kimi over here, no?
No.
I think defensively, yeah, Walker's better than him, but still.
No, Walker's better than him. I don't think.
Better than him, De Bruyne, and Modric. The Ooh. Only one I might have had in there is Valverde.
But you said Bellingham, Modric and who?
Modric and De Bruyne.
KDB's been bad this year, man.
No, not even bad, you know. What is this guy?
The beginning of the year, he's been good. We're talking about 2022, yeah?
2022, the whole year, bro.
The beginning of 2022, he was good, yeah?
He ended last season strong. Remember, he scored like hat-trick against Wolves, and then this, I mean, up until this point, he's got like 11 assists bro, in the Prem. So,
that's KDB though.
Yeah, he hasn't been KDB. I think that's where he dropped today. Did he even come on?
No.
Yeah, that's mad. But Foden didn't play either, to be fair.
No.
That's the problem with their squad though. But,
yeah, KDB deserves to be there just for his name alone.
Yeah, like, Bellingham, I don't know. Bellingham.
I think down to the World Cup and the Champions League because remember, there's a point where he was scoring. I think in the group stages, he scored in every game or something like that.
Bro, Valverde, bro, was the baller, bro, for Real Madrid to win the Champions League, bro. And he's banging in goals now for Real Madrid as well.
That's a shout.
Yeah, I think Real Madrid should be in there.
You're going McTominay.
That's a good guy, yo.
He's your guy.
I think, yeah, the midfielders, apart from that one, maybe. And then the tackles, I think, yeah, they probably speak for themselves. Messi, Benzema, and Mbappe. There's nobody else.
No, Haaland.
Haaland going to be the shout, but remember, they're talking about the whole year, innit? The whole calendar year. I think Haaland
is Messi? Injured,
coming to the end of the
season. Why Messi?
Yeah, Messi's coming, yeah. Yeah.
Why? Oh, because you won the World Cup.
Because you won the World Cup this season. Obviously, from what was that, September to December, he's played very well. I think he was better probably the second half of the season for PSG than the beginning. obviously he wasn't his like flowing best, but yeah. Who else would you have in it though? Haaland. Maybe.
Nah, you can't. If you compare him to others, then yeah, he's got the goals, but he ain't got the trophies.
But and again, that's the thing.
I feel like he's in the sport for trophies.
Mbappe probably arguably the best player in the world. And then, yeah, unless he's got the trophies. The trophy, the big one. So, yeah.
Neymar has fallen from grace, bro. My guy, bro.
My guy, man. But yeah, that's another episode, man. I'm saying, we'll do that on the pitch talk one, man. We'll talk about Neymar, maybe in the pitch talk one. I just feel like, obviously, you got sent off the other day in that for PSG. You played last night. You watched the game, actually. We'll talk about that as well. Did you watch that game?
I didn't watch the game, no.
The Messi one. The Messi versus Ronaldo one. It's today.
No, I thought it was today.
Yeah, it was today, yeah. They won. PSG won 5-4, I think. Ronaldo scored two. Messi scored.
Ronaldo scored.
Yeah.
5-4.
Yeah.
Swear down. Was it like tight 5-4 or was it like?
No, it's like a little friendly thing, isn't it? So Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe all came off about 15th minute anyway. It was just like a little friendly thing. And then he brought in like bare youngsters and kids and that.
That'll be the biggest game Ronaldo will ever play for that team.
Probably, but it's an all-star game, isn't it? It's an all-star. It's an all-star team. But yeah, we'll talk about that pitch talk. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to us. Just follow us on the Twitter. We'll be putting out different things. Obviously, we've got a big game on Sunday for both of us. Arsenal versus United. And obviously, it's a full weekend of games. Week 21 this weekend. Posting different things. So yeah. Thanks guys and yeah, take care.
Peace.
What was I gonna say to you? Yeah, bro, man, you need to be active on that Twitter, man. Because yeah, that's the main way people are gonna find the podcast.
I'm shocked people even like the vote. I wanted to say, my team didn't even notify me. Let me check.
If you post, you don't get that, man.